Kick lesson, and I am so glad you're here doing the chakra clearing work with me. It's just such a kick in the pants, as my grandma used to say. Oh my goodness. Oh, I love this work. So, you know, it showed up for me today to share with you. It had to do with some of the practical, joyful things that happen when you do clear everything. And one of the things is you see beauty more clearly. Yeah. So when you clear your own stuff, when your energy is clear and it's flowing through you, your capacity for seeing beauty just expands exponentially. So that's one of the perks. So what you can do if you'd like to have more of this, I'll do a quick guided chakra clearing really super fast. So this is just a baby taste. And then we'll do some more expansion of seeing beauty everywhere you look, right? Yeah, changes everything. So the first chakra is the base chakra, and this is at the base of your butt. And so you want to clear that by flowing red energy through that place of your body. And then the next one is your sacral energy, and this is money, creativity, and sexual energy. You want to flow some orange energy there. Then the yellow energy is in the third chakra, which is just below your breasts and above your belly button, near your solar plexus area. I call this the Hua energy, which is the Chinese word for eye. And we're just going to flow some nice light yellow energy there. This is just a little speed journey. The next one is your heart chakra, which is located, yeah, where your heart is. And that's a green energy. You want to flow green energy through there. And when this is more awakened, you have more compassion, and you're able to have closer relationships with people. Yeah, there's a lot of kindness in this chakra. And now we're gonna look at your throat chakra, and this is a blue energy. We just wanna flow energy through your throat chakra, and this allows us to speak our voice and to say our messages. Yeah, if you haven't had this awakened and you wake it up, it's pretty intense because you start having lots and lots of messages. And people might not be used to that from you. Yeah, I don't speak from experience or anything. All right. The next one is your third eye chakra, and this is located right between your eyebrows. And when you open up the third eye chakra, this flows a violet energy flows through here. When you flow violet energy and you open this up, then you're going to be able to experience more intuition, more third eye knowing, as I call it, when you just know something to be true. When this is awakened, you might get sort of phone calls before someone calls. You might know they're going to call. Things like that. You might decide to go a different route to work and find out that there was an accident the way that you didn't go. Things like that happen when your third eye knowing is nice and awake and clear. And then our crown chakra is this white space right above the tipsy top, right at the tippy top of our head. And this space is how we connect to source energy and all that is energy. And that knowing that we're all connected, knowing that we're all one, that's a white energy that we want to flow through there. Super cool. So that's just kind of a speed clearing for all the chakras. And one of the practical benefits of being having everything cleared out of your space, having auric attachments cleared from your space, is that you start seeing beauty everywhere. So you see beauty in a child's eyes. Babies are so fun to look at when you're all clear. You can just see their awe. It's fun to look at toddlers. Well, that's for me, maybe not for you. Animals will be super chatty with you. You'll see the beauty in every single animal. So even little dogs that are maybe scared of people, they're still gonna really look beautiful to you when you're all cleared out have your own judgment, your own crap. So take a moment today, if you would, and just appreciate the beauty of something. Just take the time to see beauty in something, be it a flower, a tree. I'm looking out this morning. It's so interesting. It's super foggy where I am, which I think is really funny when I'm doing this work on clarity. So, yeah, kind of fascinating. Go ahead and just see beauty around you today. Allow it to inspire you. So allow the beauty to awaken you to more beauty. So, yeah, just kind of a quick message on practical implications when you begin to get lots of clarity and lots of clearing of your own stuff out of your way. You can perceive more beauty, magic, mystery, synchronicity. I think it's kind of begin to show up as if by magic. Although you can also take practical steps to have things happen that you're seeking to have show up. You can take a next practical step. So that's your energy clearing recording for today. I hope that it brought you some life force. That's my intention with this show, that it always awakens your life force. And I thought maybe you might like my new 12-part course, which is all about clearing the energy, clearing the entities, clearing the auric attachments. It's a 12-week series because each episode is about 45 minutes of clearing, and you can go into sort of a deep theta state and really clear stuff out of each of your various chakras and awaken new life force, awaken new energy. Super excited about it. You can find it at energyclearingforlife.com. And it's very nice to be here today. I hope you have a most magical